As you are very well aware, today, this week, we are doing our annual fun drive here at CITR 101.9 FM. And what exactly does that mean? Well, it does mean that for the next few days, we're going to be collecting donations from you, the public, in order to stay on the air. Remember, CITR 101.9 FM is, like many other radio stations in town, a community station. That means that we offer the public a chance to listen to programming that is not otherwise available on commercial radio, and it means that we provide you with a voice. Yes, that means we provide voices for people who wouldn't be able to reach an audience otherwise. That is what community radio does. We allow people to go on the air, we produce documentaries, we air documentaries, we air tons and tons of alternative bands that wouldn't otherwise get any playtime, and thanks to yours truly, we also do spoken word entertainment. And please call in. Please let us know that you value what we value, that you value the sorts of programming that you've been listening to for the past 75-odd years. That's how long we've been on the air, longer than that. So call in at 604-822-8648. Once again, 604-822-8648. And if that is a bit too much of a bother, you can just go to our website, just take a peek into Google at CITR Fun Drive 2017, and you'll be taken to a spot where you can donate online. What do you get? You get peace of mind. You can also get tax receipts, and we have lovely prizes available for you if you do. These include, but are not limited to, a Friends of CITR card for a $30 donation, a limited edition Fun Drive 2017 pin for a $60 donation, for 101.9 to match with our station call. We get a limited edition CITR spoken word cassette tape, and we got tons of them out there. I saw them. They look really good. I'm sure they sound even better. For $175, a limited edition tote bag. I've got one from last year. They're really nice. If you are truly generous, for $250 a donation, a framed Discorder cover of your choice. For those of you for whom money is not an object, an on-air shout-out and a 10-song playlist of your choice is yours for $500. And for those of you who cannot bear life without spoken word entertainment, without community radio, we have, for a $1,000 donation, a recognition on our donor wall. And yes, we'll have one of those. And yes, your name will be enshrined forever here on our station for your generosity. But that aside, every little bit helps. If everybody gives just a tiny bit, we get to stay on the air for many more years to come. 604-822-8648. Beyond that, we'll start off with tonight's first bit of programming, a classic episode of Suspense. A classic episode of Lights Out for you here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Lights out, everybody. It is later than you think. This is Arch Obler bringing you another in our series of Stories of the Unusual. And once again, we caution you, these lights-out stories are definitely not for the timid soul. So we tell you calmly and very sincerely, if you frighten easily, turn off your radio now.
And now, Profits Unlimited.
It just doesn't make sense.
Don't hit me.
But why don't you row me there?
I told you, miss, no boat can get past the reef.
But surely my grandfather can afford a powerboat.
Last one sank 5 years ago.
Then why doesn't it... Oh, what's the use of asking any more questions? I've asked, and every answer just gets me more mixed up than I was before.
It's all very simple, miss.
Simple?
All just a question of money.
What do you mean, money?
10 generations the Cordes have lived and died on the island. It's all just a matter of money.
But my father...
Yes, yes, all but your father. He was the one they called the fool.
Mr. Williams, I don't think you've any right...
It isn't a matter of right or wrong, miss. It's what they said.
How much farther is there to go? I can't see.
Yes, mist is always heavy this time of morning. We'll be there soon enough. All a matter of money.
Oh, why don't you talk words that mean something? You're like my father was. We could talk perfectly sanely about anything in the world, but the moment I spoke about the island and my ancestors, well, then there wasn't any clarity or logic anymore. Why don't you tell me what it's all about?
Nothing to tell you that you won't know when we get there.
But tell me something.
Sun's rising, Mr. Lake.
Look, Mr. Williams, for 15 years, ever since I've been old enough to know what it's all about, I've been trying to get some information about my family. All I know is that for generations, the Cordes have lived on this island. While my father was alive, I could never come here. But now he's dead, and I'm here, and I've got to know something about them, anything. Yes, so that when I meet my grandfather, I'll know a little of what it's all about. Please, tell me.
It's all a matter...
Don't say that again. Tell me something that means something to me. Growing in the middle of nowhere, I tell you...
Wait, miss.
Wait? What?
Ahead. If you just look ahead at this.
Land.
Island always comes sun-like out of the water.
So many trees.
They're always green.
You're not rowing, yet we move.
Always a current.
I've waited so long to get here.
Aye.
We're moving so swiftly. Why, there's a landing pier.
Aye. Hold on. We'll bump. Now, I'll hold it. Few jumps.
All right.
You stand there, please. Wait for me.
Yes. No one here. My grandfather, where is he?
Are you afraid already?
Afraid? Why should I? Of course I'm not. But they knew I was coming here. My grandfather, why isn't he...
Through the trees. Look. You want clear answers. There's one of them.
Chimneys. Smoke. Factories. Yes, they are factories, aren't they?
Aye.
But factories here.
Stood there for 10 generations.
But on an island in the middle of... Why here?
It's all a matter of money.
What? Tell me.
330 years ago, Pierre Corday came to this island and built them up.
But why here?
I'm telling you. I've been telling you all along. A matter of money. You know what money is. Well, it's been the day and the night and the sun and the moon of your family for as long as there's been one of you. Money, aye, and here was the making of it, and the horror of it.
But why?
Let me tell you, you wanted to know, let me tell you quick. His profits weren't big enough, Pierre Corday thought to himself. And the trouble was with the men in the factories, he decided they wanted too much. Oh, it was the men at the machines who were to blame. He could find a place where only he'd be the boss, where there'd be no investigators and boards of arbitration, and then he'd tell the men what to do, and they'd do it, and up with the profits and out with the headaches in an island, aye, a private island, that was the answer.
And this was it?
Aye. It. Beyond the jurisdiction of any man but one of the name of Corday. So here he moved his factories, machine after machine, and when everything was set up, he sent out to the places where men walked the streets looking for work, and he said, listen to me, you single ones. You're hungry, so listen to me. I have a place where there's work for you, easy work. Work at the machines. You sit all day. You don't have to think. The machines think for you. Just sit all day and do the same thing over and over and over. I'll pay you well, and I'll pay you regular. Aye, a life job if you do what I say all your lives.
And men came here?
Aye. Why not? 500 picked ones, all set for life jobs in the factories of Pierre Corday. Came here 330 years ago.
But why is there smoke coming out of the factories now?
500 of them. And they sat down at the machines and started working, and Pierre Corday brought women for him to mate with, and Mike Kim was with them. And the machines started turning.
But the factories, they're still working. Why?
Listen, you wanted me to tell you, so listen. Listen to the rest. 330 years ago, and each had his own bit of work at the machines. One to press a lever here, and the other to turn a screw here. Same work hour after hour, day after day. The months went by and the profits kept on coming in. But some of them began to get tired of it, tired of the machines. Fools they were from the start. Pierre Corday picked them that way. Still they got tired. They wanted to get back to the change in life of the rest of the world. Give us hunger, they said, but give us change. They said that, aye. But they didn't get what they wanted.
Then why didn't they go away?
Where? To drown in the sea? Some did.
Then why didn't they rebel?
Aye, and some did that. And died for the trying.
Died?
Aye. They say that of the 500 men who came here at the end of 2 years, half of them had fattened the sharks in the harbor.
It isn't possible.
Aye, it all isn't possible. An island in the middle of nowhere with spinning machines and men at them. None of it's possible. But here it is. 330 years old and still the same as it was.
Tell me, you mean in those factories that... What? What?
Watch.
People. Marching. Who are they?
10th generation of them Pierre Corday brought and kept here.
The way they walk, heads down, arms hanging. Men like my grandfather. Take me to him.
Take you to him?
Yes, take me to my grandfather.
Grandfather's dead.
Dead?
The island and they belong to you. Believe?
His grave is so new.
2 weeks, I buried him myself.
Did he send for me before he...
No, it was me.
You?
Me. I knew that you were the last one of them left, and I wanted you here.
But why?
I said it, didn't I? You're the last Corday. 330 years, and you're the last.
Why is the factory working so late?
It's the second shift. They're 2 a day.
All night?
Aye.
But why?
It's been that way for 330 years.
It's not true, none of it.
No?
I won't listen to you anymore.
Wait. Wait. Where are you going, girl?
Down there.
You can't go there now.
I'm going to the factory. Talk to them. Find out the truth.
All right. Find out for yourself. I want you to do that. Aye. Talk to them.
Row on row of men and women and children.
Aye, why not the children? The more hands, the more production. That was the law of the Cordays, the law of the island.
Their faces empty.
Machines do the thinking.
But they sit so quietly, not talking, none of them. Williams, why is this? Crouching over the tools like animals. Are they always like this?
The whistles blow, they eat. When it blows again, they march back to the barracks behind the factory.
Barracks?
Aye. Barracks, kennels, name it what you want. That's where they live. Live until after 12 hours, the whistle calls them back to work.
But the children...
I told you, the children do like the rest. They work as soon as they can walk. It's been the law of the Cordays for over 300 years without change. It's the only law they know. Look at this worker, Miss Corday. Look at him, I tell you.
What's he making?
Look at his face. Lovely thing, ain't it? And his blood is the same as their blood, mixed together all through the factory. Look at them, Miss Corday. Yours, I tell you. Yours, all yours. Sit here at the machines until the flesh rots in their bones and they drop in their places. You inherit from 1,000 of them. Ain't you proud of your inheritance?
What is he making?
What's it matter what they're making? The things they're making ain't been shipped from this island in 100 years.
What?
Aye, for 100 years they've been at the machines, but it's like a dog chasing his tail without beginning and end. What comes out of the last machine's brought back to the first machine and broken up and started all over again.
Why don't they stop?
Stop. How can you stop a rhythm that's been in the blood for 10 generations?
Why don't they talk?
Ah, you're scared now, Miss Carter.
They'll talk to me. Of course they will. This one. You, I beg your pardon. Would you stop work a moment and talk to me? I said, would you stop work a moment and talk to me? Williams, doesn't he hear me?
He can't.
Then why doesn't he even turn his head?
Not him, not any of them.
I don't believe you. This woman, she'll... Lady, would you please stop work and talk to me?
Scared to look at him.
Lady, talk to me. I'm Dale Corday.
I'm scared, all right.
I insist that you talk to me. Doesn't answer.
I told you, not while they work. Oh, your family bred them right.
Bred?
Yes, like you breed dogs the way you want them. Yes, for 330 years, bred to sit and work and no nonsense. Never to talk up to the right, just sit and work the way they're told. You stand there looking at me and you don't believe me, do you? Well, try to get him to stop work. Try to get him to say something to you. Try to get him to act like human beings. Well, they're not human beings. They're workers. Yes, workers for the family of Corday. And what are you going to do about it?
Don't be afraid of me.
Who? You.
I'm Dale Corday.
Corday. Boss.
Please don't tremble. What's your name?
Yosa.
Joseph what?
Yosa.
Do you like it here?
Like work here. No complaints. Like work here. No complaints.
No, stop. They taught you that very well, didn't they?
Like work here. No complaints.
Wouldn't you like to leave this place? Sail away across the sea.
Like walk here, no comfort.
Don't keep saying that. You don't understand what you say, do you? Look at me. Lift your face. Wouldn't you like to leave the factory and do what you please?
Like walk here.
Well, you've got to understand. You've got to talk to me. Well, you're the only one I see that has anything in a face. Oh, Joseph, look at me. No, don't hang your head. Look at me. I'm your friend. I want to know about you. Don't be afraid. Talk to me. That pretty flower in your hair, what is it? The flower, what's it called? What's its name?
Joe.
It's very pretty. What do you do in the factory, Joseph? What is your work?
Like to work here. No complaint.
Yes. Would you like to take a walk with me?
Walk?
Yes, through the valley and show me the flowers.
No. No walk.
Why not?
We're so close soon. Walk begin.
You don't have to work if you don't want to. Come on.
No. We're so close soon.
But I tell you it's all right. You don't have to
go. No, I go.
But I want you to stay here. You will stay here.
No, let Joe go.
You'll stay here and talk to me. You'll stay here. I'm only trying to help you. It's so look out.
Jolie.
Well, now you'd believe I told you what would happen.
She bit me. Like an animal.
When the whistle blows, they go to work. It's in their blood.
In their blood. I've had enough of that talk.
And what are you going to do about it?
Close the factory.
What?
Yes, close them, lock them, shut them out. You say the rhythm of the factory is in their blood. All right, I'll stop. You hear me, Williams? You'll close the factory tonight. Tomorrow, you'll start me back to the mainland. I'll make arrangements to get those people off of here.
Will you now?
You're breathing so heavily.
As soon as I locked the doors, I ran back all the way.
Why?
I want to see your face.
What?
I wanted to see your face after the whistle blows.
Whistle?
Aye, it'll blow just as always.
But I told you to...
And I did. I locked the factory, shut the big doors and threw the bolts, but the whistle's at the powerhouse and some of them are always there. Aye, the whistle will blow and they'll march to work.
But they won't get in.
Aye, here they come.
You'll start me to the mainland very early tomorrow, Williams.
It's a long way.
I know it, but it's got to be done.
Too long a way.
You the sail. Tonight I'm putting an end to their marching. Tomorrow I'll... What's that? Williams, don't you hear it?
I hear it.
It's from the factory.
Aye.
As if they were breaking down the doors.
Aye.
Yes, that's what they're doing. Williams, don't stand there. Go stop them. Tell them the factory's closed forever. Tell them it's ended.
Go tell them yourself. They've broken in, gone back to work.
People, stop working and listen to me. Stop working, I tell you. I've got to talk to you. I've got to tell you important things. A little while ago, you broke down the door, but that was because you didn't understand what I was trying to do. And now I want to tell you, so listen to me. My name is Corday, and this factory and an island and everything on it is my inheritance. And I want to close this factory because I want to help you. Help you to begin to live like human beings. Living means books to be read full of new excitement and understanding, and wonderful music to be played and listened to, and the enjoyment of your homes and conversation and friendship. But now you're not listening to me. None of you. People listen. Why won't you come away from your machine? Why won't you stop them? I want to help you. Listen to me, please. Just listen to me. Listen to me. All right, then. You'll listen to this. I'm going to burn the factory down. You hear me? If that's the only way to stop you, I'm going to burn it down. Burn it! Burn it! Burn it! Burn it! Burn it! Burn it!
It's a good sea this morning for sailing.
Have you everything aboard?
Aye.
Is there only some way to communicate to the mainland without going there?
There's none.
What time is it?
Almost 7.
And we go when the tide changes?
Aye. Wind's freshening.
Listen on the wind. You hear it?
I hear.
What?
What do you think? It's them.
For 2 days. Never even going home.
I heard you say you'd burn it and they're afraid.
Afraid I'd burn their cage until they stay there watching. Watching. One shift works and the other watches.
That's how it is. But not their cage alone, Miss Corday.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's yours.
What?
One boat on the island. This. And in a couple of minutes more, it won't be here.
What are you talking about? You and I are
That's
going...
That's where you haven't got it straight, Miss Corday. Going, yes, but only me.
I've wanted to ask you this for days now. Why are you always trying to frighten me?
Now I've done it.
Turning, we'd better... The tide...
Eh?
To go.
Yes, I've scared you now, haven't I? Well, say it. Say it. Now, you don't have to. It's in your eyes. Just the thought of being left here with them year after year, nothing but them. Ah, it's enough to turn the inside of you white, ain't it? Why do you think I sent for you? I'll tell you, and I'll tell you quick, and then I'm off to sea. I sent for you because I'm a man born different from all the rest that were here. There were three kinds, workers, servants, and you, Cordays. Well, servant I was, but in the morning of me, a piece of hate got in my heart, and it kept growing through the years. I mean, it's more than I am. I hate for a name and the sound of the name and those that have it, Corday. Well, you're the last of them, and here you'll stay with the sound of them and the sound of the factory grinding in your ears until you're as old as I am, and I hate for Pierre Corday and the rest of his kind is as old as mine is. This is your inheritance. An island and a factory and 1,000 perfect workmen who never want anything for themselves except a bit of food they grow. Who sit at your machines until they rot and die. A perfect inheritance for a Corday. I'll leave it all for you until you rot and die.
William... William, come back. You don't understand these people. I want to... William! You cry. Me. Joe.
Joe.
Me. Dad.
Dad.
What are you... We're so slow. Me no work.
Why?
Me want... Show you flower.
Oh, my dear.
You cry.
No. No, I'm not crying. There isn't time. I've so much to tell you. You first, and then the others. One by one.
You talk.
First, I want to tell you freedom. Say it. Freedom.
Freedom.
300 years ago, my people and your people gave it up. My people wanted profits, but they lost their freedom to the machinery they set up to give them those profits. Your people wanted the security of a bare existence, and so, too, gave up their rights as men to the machinery of profit. But now we've got to win that freedom back again for all of us.
Freedom.
Come. We'll go to them. I've so much to try and tell them. Things that I understand now.
that freedom is the essence of the good life for all men, and that security without freedom is a sham which turns men into regiments of less than men. I have so much to tell them. So much to tell them.
FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
And you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald. You're listening to Skults Hall. And this week, CITR is doing its fund drive, our annual fund drive. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? Well, what it means is CITR is a community-run radio station. It's a community-funded radio station, and that community is you. For the next week or so, we're going to be raising money in order to stay on the air, in order to provide services that only community radio provides. And primarily, that consists of providing you with a voice, providing our community with an ability to reach an audience with things that are important to you, whether those things be art in the form of music, in the form of spoken word entertainment, whether those things be news and commentary, whether it be in the form of documentaries, or whether it be in the form of talk radio shows that analyze what's going on in the world and take perspectives that will not be found on commercial radio. All of these things are services that we provide. And all of these things are services that we provide nonprofit, without worrying about things like payola, without worrying about things like bowing to large sponsorships, because that will allow us the freedom to do what we do. The handoff is that we rely on you. We rely on our community in order to provide us funding to do that. You can call us at 604-822-8648. You can donate on the CITR website. You can just plug in CITR Fund Drive 2017, and you'll be taken right there. It's the first or second Google hit. What else does that mean for you? Well, if you donate, we have lots of really cool stuff for you. You can, of course, just claim it as a tax deduction. That is a possibility. If you want other stuff, we've got other stuff. For a $30 donation, you can get a Friends of CITR card. And what does that do? It gives you a ton of discounts at a lot of different places all over the Lower Mainland. I got some nice, awesome boots from one of those places. For a $60 donation, you can get a limited edition Fun Drive enamel pin. We've got lots of those. We've made them specially just for you, just for this occasion. For a $101.90 donation, that's 101.9 donation, we have, and I've got one right here. I went and found one. A limited edition CITR spoken word cassette tape. And that's right up my alley. If only I still had a cassette tape player. But there's lots of really cool stuff on it. And I think I've listened to a lot of these in one form or another. And they have lots of ads from our history. They have some programs that were spoken word long before my time. And by long before my time, I mean long before even my time. It's the really great stuff. You'll want to listen to that, especially if you're listening to me now. For a $175 donation, you can get a limited edition CITR Discorder tote bag. I got one from last year. Still have mine. That's really nice. For a $250 donation, a framed Discorder cover of your choice. We have all of them. You can take your pick. For a $500 donation, you can get a shout-out on the air. You'll get one anyway if you donate at all. And then you can get a 10-song playlist that one of us will do. And for a $1,000 donation, we will enshrine your name forever upon our walls. How does that sound? That number again is 604-822-8648. You can go onto our website. Please do so. And in the interim, let's take a listen to some of the other programming that at least I offer. We're going to shift gears a little bit and take a listen to something a little bit more modern. We're going to take a listen to the pilot episode of Dreamcatchers. Played a few years ago here. I think it's a great way of encapsulating the sort of stuff that you can expect here on Skaltz Hall at CITR 101.9 FM.
20 seconds. Okay. Okay. Here we go. The first word, courage. If I've got courage.
You're strong.
No, I'm going off to war.
Brave.
Yes. Ding. The next word. I'm not old. I'm
new.
Yes. Yes. So brave, new.
Brave, new.
I've got zits. I've got
spots. Pimples. Dot.
Yes. And then the last one. I'm not going out to the ocean. No. Next. Keep going. I'm not going to the ocean. I'm going to the
.ca.
CA. Yes. Brave new playwrights. It's a theater festival. Bravenew.ca.
So, this is the environment you've conjured up for yourself. Bit overdramatic, don't you think? And besides, that's not really fair now, is it? You come here to inspire me, to lift up my spirits and tell me everything's going swimmingly. And now you're chained to the floor like a little lost puppy. How ironic.
Please, let me go.
Will you look at that? The little puppet can speak. Will amazements never cease?
Please, you don't know what you're dealing with. That power is not meant for you.
Oh, but it is, my dear sweet girl. Wasn't it you who suddenly came to me like a dream, hoping to inspire me to some greater good? Well, I think this fits the bill nicely.
You aren't meant for it. Without proper training, without... Are you really so desperate? So desperate that you'd strip me of my very essence, of anyone, to get what you want?
So pathetic, yet still so high and mighty. The tales I could weave with the threats of lies, deceit, distrust. I could weave an entire tapestry with it if I wanted, but no more.
No.
Thanks for the inspiration, dreamer.
No, wait! You can't do this! Stop!
Oh, I can, and I will. It's like you said, when you dream, anything is possible. Right, Tabitha?
You felt that his whole life was some kind of dream, and you sometimes wondered whose it was and whether they were enjoying it.
Douglas Adams, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I'm an artist, or at least, that's how I started out. I mean, I used to know who I was, what I was going to be, but now... When you're a college freshman, you get these delusions of grandeur, thinking that you're so cool that you'll be better than anyone else. But then reality kicks you in the face, and it hurts like hell. I wasn't the hotshot art kid that my little town knew me for, just another student. And then you have the professors, frustrated with their own lack of success, who make it clear that you're nothing special at all, that you'll never succeed. I hated it. I thought I could forge my own trail after a while, that I could say, screw you, university hacks, and do things my own way, and be this big, famous artist on my own terms. Instead, I'm cashiering at this poor excuse for a produce market, making a barely livable wage while just waiting for my life to start.
Ashley!
I just wish that... Ashley!
Good God, woman, how many times do I have to tell you to pay attention?
Sorry, Ned.
Sorry? Sorry? Sorry doesn't cut anymore, Missy. You need to shape up and start paying attention to customers, not spacing out in your little fantasy world.
I'm sorry, Ned, okay? I was just...
Daydreaming? Reflecting? Since when have I started paying you to stand around looking like an idiot? You're a cashier. Do your job for once.
You don't write my paycheck, jerk.
What was that?
Actually, Ned, I was hired to be a restocker shelver. You were the one who decided I'd be better suited as a cashier, so...
Oh, please. The only reason we put you here was because you became a liability at your first assignment. Someone has to take responsibility for you, and unfortunately, that had to be me. Besides, you couldn't even do your first job right. Every time someone walked in the store, it was a mess.
It wasn't a mess. The customers liked the new displays. Even Gary said...
Gary, huh? Well, you may think that, but only I realized it was a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Just because that teenager trapped you under one because of your dress code...
Excuse me?
Fine. You're gonna give me a smart mouth? From now on, your window painting privileges are revoked.
Okay, look.
You can start opening shifts at 5:30 a.m. next week.
Huh?
Your artistic streak is costing us too much materials anyway.
Besides, I'm sure Jackie can
do just as good a job of painting pretty pictures as you can, and she doesn't even have an art degree.
Excuse me!
Huh?
Hi, customer here. I was just wondering if perhaps maybe you were about finished with berating this lovely young lady for the entire store's entertainment. As much as I've loved watching you embarrass yourself and the rest of the employees here, I'd like to buy something if it isn't too much trouble.
Well, yes, of course. May I suggest another cashier, sir? I was just about to relieve this station for the day.
Aw, why? Because she's a creative and friendly employee that brings in customers?
If
you don't mind, sir, I think I'll be buying my things at this station or not at all. And I think some of the other customers might agree with me.
Of course, sir. Let me just ring you up.
Hey!
You don't seem to understand. Leave.
Let me just...
No!
Yes, sir.
Thank you?
Not at all. Us creative types have to stick together, what?
Are you an actor? What with that voice you just did and all?
Something like that. Have a good one.
Yeah. Bye. Huh. Well, that was weird. Not in a bad way, just kind of random. That guy, I don't think I've seen him around the store before. Still, I'm glad he was there today. Ned's been a stuck-up, snot-nosed little brat ever since he got promoted. I wish he'd get off my case once in a while. Oh, I wish someone would just fire him already. Of course, he's probably already gone to Gary after all that. Tried to get me fired. I guess I'll have to go in early tomorrow and... Wait, why am I in an alley? Ashley, you idiot! You took the wrong turn!
Well, well. What do we have here?
Looks like someone got a little lost, eh, ma'am?
Oh, crap!
Care to help a friend out, lady? Maybe a few spare dollars in that purse of yours.
Stay back! I'm warning you!
Oh, she's got pepper spray. Whatever shall we do?
Now, now, Missy. If you want to threaten someone, you ought to do it properly. See?
Jeez.
please, Boomer. Does every mugging have to turn into a murder with you around?
Not if she hands over her cash and valuables, it doesn't. Maybe something else.
Let go of me! Let go!
You heard her.
Huh? And who's this? Your boyfriend?
That's him. The guy from today. But what is he?
Dear, you seem to be attracting trouble to you at a mile a minute today. Is this normal for you or something?
Hey, man with a gun here.
Oh, I know, but you can't possibly hurt me, so forgive me if I fail to look concerned.
What?
Would you mind letting the girl go now? She doesn't look too happy. Of course, if you'd learn to take a shower once in a while.
I don't know who you are, but you're in no position to make demands, mister.
Well, it was more of a request, really, but if that's the game you want to play, fine. Waste of time, if you ask me.
Oh, shut up! Huh? What the?
You blind, Boomer? Idiot's right in front of you, and you miss?
How is he still standing? There's no way he dodged it. He didn't even move. It's like the shots just disappeared. Who is this guy?
You know, this'd be a lot easier if you just listened to me.
You.
I wouldn't try it if I were you. I realize it's probably unlikely, but please be a little smarter than your friend.
That's it. Forget the girl. Let's get this bastard.
Just try.
Why, you little...
What the... The alleyway is changing?
Where did... What?
Where are we? You little prick! What the hell did you do?
I'm so sorry, guys. You're in my world now.
Oh, crap!
No way! He's a knight? With a horse and armor? What the hell's going on here?
You have attacked this young lady, sirs. For her honor, you must be punished.
Whoa. Now, just hold on a sec. Mav?
Don't move. It's an illusion. I don't know how we stand up, but this isn't real. It can't be real. It's real?
This is crazy, man.
Ugh, give me that gun, quick! Yeah, forget it, run!
You all right, my lady?
Yes?
Good. Right, off we go.
What just happened?
Well, if memory serves, you were attacked by two muggers in this alleyway. I found you, chased them off, and here we are. You're welcome, by the way.
Well, of course. I mean, thank you. But seriously, what was that?
Hmm?
What was that stuff?
Excuse me. Vague much?
The trees, the grass, you, that armor.
I haven't the slightest clue what you're talking about.
You know! I mean, one minute you're just standing there in the alley, and next thing I know, you've gone medieval on those guys.
Medieval, you say?
What? You mean to tell me you had nothing to do with the forest that just happened to appear out of nowhere while you stood there decked out in full knight's armor?
What? I was not.
Yes, you were.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Odd. That's not supposed to happen. Must be something wrong with it.
Excuse me?
Nothing, just thinking. As for your story, I'm afraid I'm still going to have to emphasize a big hearty no to your delusions of grandeur. Are you sure it happened? You sure you didn't hit your head? Momentary delusion, stroke, insanity?
Look, I'm not afraid of you, mister. So you'd better tell me what's going on!
Yes, I can see that by the strong, manly grip you have on my jacket. Thanks. Mind letting go?
Yes.
Drat. Oh, fine. If you're going to get all violent about it.
What's that?
You'll see.
Whoa! What?
Ha! There we are.
What did you just do?
Oh, I transported us.
Okay, Captain Obvious, I can see that. Where are we?
Welcome to Camelot. Well, a Camelot, anyway.
Camelot? Wait a minute. You're telling me you're a time traveler?
Nope.
Okay, confused.
Not a time traveler, but a dream traveler, actually. I'm an Oneirnaut.
An Oni what?
An Oneirnaut. A dream worker.
And this is...
A Camelot, as I said. My personal one, actually. Made it myself. Took a while, a bit of effort to get it just right. But there you are. You like it?
You... made what?
This. This whole world. Not exactly the brightest bulb, are we?
Okay, this is crazy. Crazy and insane and... This is just... I must be dreaming or something.
Ding, 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 ding. There you go. You're finally getting it. Not too bad. Most humans don't get it within the first few minutes.
Wait, humans? What are you, an alien or something?
Not quite. To be honest, I'm not sure myself. Certainly not one of you folk, Lord forbid. Else I wouldn't be able to bring you here.
Okay, so... I'm dreaming. But everything's real... And you made it.
Yep.
And how is that supposed to make sense exactly?
Well, you've heard of different planes of existence, right? Alternate realities, multiple dimensions, that kind of thing.
You mean all that freaky sci-fi stuff?
Yes, well, all that freaky sci-fi stuff, as you so eloquently put it, actually has some truth to it.
We're in another dimension?
Kind of. It's a transition dimension, one only accessed by the subconscious mind. Well, localized transition dimension, personal localized something. Look, you're in a dream, all right? I told you I made this place. I just brought you here to prove who I am since you were going to hound me about it anyway. It's perfectly safe. Why are you looking like that? What's wrong?
You said this place is safe?
Yeah?
Then we don't have to worry about that, right?
Oh, why, hello! You're new, aren't you? You're big. Big fella. Yeah. Well then. Run.
Huh?
Run!
Listening to Dreamcatcher, Episode 1, Dreams, Part 1. Written, produced, and mixed by Catherine Ranella. Voice talent provided by Greg Nugent as Gabriel, Melissa D. Johnson as Ashley, Miranda Nelson as Tabitha, Morgan Mochan Barner as Maverick, Paul New as Boomer, and Russell Gold as Ned and Damien. Music provided by Hartwig Media, Kevin McLeod, and Sean Morrison at Overclocked Remix. Script editing by Thomas Keeley and Linda Ranella. Executive producer is Dan Michalko. Special thanks to Raylissa Mirati and Adam Tilford. This has been a Merity Media production.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald. You are listening to Scald's Hall. And this week, we are doing our annual fund drive for CITR. And what does that mean? Well, it means that CITR, like several other radio stations in the Lower Mainland and many, many radio stations all over the world, is a community-run radio station. It's a community-funded radio station. It is public access. That means that our public, our community, is you. And what we ask... once a year, and only once a year, is a nominal donation so that we can remain on the air. And why is that important to you? Well, it is important to you because community radio plays and airs and broadcasts a number of different sorts of programming that you will not get on commercial radio stations. We're very famous, of course, for the innumerable wonderful music shows that we do and the innumerable wonderful bands that have been on our show either via CD or live that would not otherwise have been broadcast and certainly would not have been on commercial radio. We are also known, although perhaps not as much, although we should be, for the other sorts of programming that we do, including news shows, including producing documentaries, and including, once in a while, spoken word entertainment. If you feel that such programming is important to you, if you feel that it is important that you are provided with a voice, because that is another thing that we do. We provide voices for our community members, and that means you. It means all of you. We allow, we provide people with a chance to talk to their communities, to broadcast their ideas, to broadcast what is important to them, to their communities. We have tons of programming that we provide in order to do that. And in order to stay on the air, we need your help to do so. 604-822-8648. And to round out my hour, one last final sample of what it means to listen to Spoken Word Entertainment. This one is brand new. It is Rogue Tiger, the very first episode. So sit back, relax, and take a listen to this to round out your hour.
The following audio theater is rated ADG for general audiences.
In a distant part of the galaxy, from a far-flung future yet unwritten, comes the adventures of a lone ship and her intrepid crew. Jabberwocky Audio Theater presents Rogue Tiger. Tonight's episode, The Pilot, Part 1.
Real fruit, real, no cultures, no hydroponics. This was grown in good earth, my friends. You, sir. Young sir, you look like a man with a fine eye. See my fresh pluots, these excellent kava berries. Surely there's something to tickle your taste buds and tempt your palate.
Actually, I was looking for where they hire hands for the, ships.
Oh, come, boy. If you've never been to space, why go down that road now?
How did you know I've never been in space?
You don't have the look of a spacer, friend. The gravity's not slowing you down. Your skin has seen sunlight. Don't waste yourself on the void.
I'm sorry, could you just point to what end of the hall?
Oh, fine. That way, down that row of stalls to the right.
Thank you.
You'll be missing this. Real food. All the spacers do. It's a hard life. Don't say you weren't warned. Fruit! Real fruit! No cultures grown right here, groundside, under natural sunlight. Straight from soil to space.
Excuse me, do you need a pilot?
You? I don't think so.
Excuse me, sir, or, ma'am?
What?
Do you need a pilot?
How do you think you can pilot my ship with only two arms? Human arrogance!
Sorry.
Yes, I'm sure the gear works just as well as you say. I just need my extra crew member, and I'm hitting space.
Hey, sir.
What are you selling?
Do you need a pilot?
Ha! And you're a veteran spacer.
I mean, like a backup pilot for long runs.
Look, kid. No one's gonna hand you the reins to the ship they poured their sweat, blood, and monets into. Try the Navy. They have monets to burn.
I don't want to join the military.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, you a mechanic?
What?
I don't need a pilot, but I do need another grease monkey.
I'm a good mechanic.
That's so, Mr. Pilot. Well, tell me this. What would you do if you discovered your coolant intake, standard Bierce intake, was clogged?
I'd take a good snake with a nano-scrubber attachment and clear the gunk out.
I guess they can't afford the manuals out here in the sticks. Because if you had those, you'd know they recommend flushing the whole system with a Bierce 47 series vacuum pump.
I read the manuals cover to cover, and yeah, if you want to spend too much money, you can use the Bierce 47. Everyone knows it's overkill. You wear out your gaskets in a year. My way costs 15 minutes and a little sweat. Or do you have money, like the Navy boys?
I guess you'll see.
How's that?
You're hired. Come on. I wanted to leave port in 2 hours. Looks like it'll be 20 minutes.
I'm hired?
Gotta keep up. You got all the snakes and scrubbers you want. Never got around to getting that vacuum pump. So, what's your name?
Aiden. Aiden Vosky.
Reg McCorum, ship's captain.
Thanks for hiring me, sir. Which ship?
There's your answer, Vosky. That is my measure of blood, sweat, and tears. The Tiger.
She's beautiful. That's an old Wessex design, isn't it?
Good eye. It's based on the old Interloper class, survey cruiser. We don't have Wessex weapons, but she's fast enough and nimble when we need it. Last chance to bail, kid.
I'm ready.
That's what I thought. Welcome aboard.
Captain!
Enling, how goes it?
Tormar says cargo's secure and we're ready to launch. Is this...
Aiden Vosky, our new mechanic. Get him squared away while I prep for takeoff with Grania.
So, he decided you were our mechanic, huh?
That's right, Miss...
Dr. Shen Enling.
You're the ship's doctor?
And occasional bottle washer. Come on. Knowing the captain, we'll be underway soon.
Where are we going?
We'll stow your gear and introduce you to Tormar. He'll need you soon enough.
Who's...
Our engineer. And cargo officer. And the ship's best poker player, 'cause he cheats. Tormar, everything peachy?
I assume you mean good, Doctor. Why can you not simply say good?
Because that wouldn't be nearly as much fun.
Hmm.
I brought you our new mechanic, Aiden...
Vosky.
Why could the captain not get someone with more appendages?
You'll have to take that up with him, Tomar. We can't all be as multi-talented and multifaceted as yourself.
I cannot tell if that is a compliment or a joke.
Could be both.
Troublesome. Hm. In any case, I did not answer your first question. Things are not good, but they are acceptable. You, Mechanic Vosky, I will need your skills shortly.
Okay.
Be here, T+10.
We'll make sure he's here. Come on, Mechanic Vosky. Don't forget to strap in for launch, Tormar.
That is a joke.
Indeed it is.
Look, I don't mean to sound green,
but you are green. I need to talk to the captain about you. Oh, take it easy, Vosky. T+10 means be down here 10 minutes after launch when we're in space. And let me guess, you never met a Catharian before, have you?
Is that what it is?
Yes, and it's a he.
He's the second, person today who's complained about my arms.
Or lack thereof?
Yeah.
Well, we sentients can't all be bilaterally symmetrical, and I think some species get jealous. Seriously, don't let it get to you. Tormar thinks he does more than anyone else on this ship, and that's up here, not based on all those tentacles.
Speaking of up here, when I'm talking to him...
Just make sure to make eye contact with the stock turned closest to you. It's usually the one that isn't wriggling.
Thanks.
Enling, get yourselves tucked in. We're about to go.
Every time. Okay, let's go. Come on in, water's fine. And since it's the sick bay, it's sterile. Take that chair on the far wall.
Okay. Isn't there a whole pre-launch procedure they need to do first?
Believe me, when the captain wants to get underway, we get underway fast. And the pilot...
You have about 30 seconds, Enling.
Who was that?
The pilot, Grania. I was gonna say, she's good at getting the ship ready for a speedy exit. Okay, your bag's secure. Let me help you.
I'm good.
Wait a minute. You've been in space before?
I've done simulations.
15 seconds.
Well, welcome to the real deal, Mr. Vosky.
Counting down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, launch.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That is all the time that we have for Skald's Hall. Coming up in a moment, we're going to have Canada Post Rock with John. And so from all of us here, thank you very much for those of you who have donated in advance.